Breakfast with Sammy J.
Well, this week in Melbourne, a man was found dressed in full scuba gear, diving to collect the coins that gather outside the moat of the National Gallery of Victoria. Criminal behaviour or absolute Aussie champion? Well, the police thought the former because he was arrested. But that led to a large discussion about the role of coins in our lives, and I was joined by the CEO of the Royal Australian Mint, Ross McDermott, for a chat. The Brexit 50p coin has just been released and people are up in arms. Do you just like having any stories regarding coins in the news because it keeps your position nice and secure?
Well, if you have coughs like you've just been having now, maybe you've got a problem and I could have one if I give the wrong answer to this question. We actually have quite a deliberate process of decision-making when we produce a coin. It's called a currency determination, and the coins that, or the commemorative coins in particular that we produce, have to go through our currency determination process, which requires us to justify why we are putting a particular image onto a coin.
Have there been any controversial images suggested, or is it always, you know, an eminent Australian or an animal that is not really particularly controversial?
Look, that's pretty much it. We tend to stay, particularly using the Queen's, when the Queen's effigy is in play, that is, the Queen's effigy is owned by the Australian government, so we've got to be very conscious of making sure that we don't put things on, the coin that, in fact, would create some level of controversy. I know there are some countries around the world that have done things like put a, I won't call it an image, but put something onto a coin that actually has a, was a scratch and sniff, and there was a pizza coin, and there's been a Coke, the lid of a Coke bottle on a coin. So no, we stay very strongly and strictly to the protocol that's around the use of the Queen's effigy in Australia, which is we typically do Australiana, that's flora and fauna, inspirational Australians, major events is very much what we try to stay to stick with.
I've got a special limited edition $5 coin from back in my primary school days. Is that still worth $5 or is it worth even more now?
It depends how many were produced. If they're only a fairly small number, otherwise known as minted coin. So if that coin was, say, a 5,000 mintage associated with that release, it could be worth a lot more than $5.
I'm chatting now with the CEO of the Royal Australian Mint, Ross McDermott. Ross, this is... I don't wish to be rude or disrespect your job because I personally love coins, but look, we've been chatting this morning and a lot of people are finding it annoying still having to have them on their person, you know, to use at a vending machine and so on. Would you be more secure in your job if you moved into, for example, the contact payless payment system instead of trying to hang on to what some are arguing is a dying industry?
Look, there's no doubt there's been a significant decline in the demand for circulating coin over the last 5 to 6 years. We've seen a decline in demand for coins of roughly 55 to 56%. But in 2019-20, current financial year, we're seeing actually an upturn, not a dramatic upturn, but up by about 6 or 7% compared to what it was the prior financial year. And yes, you're right. So people using coins now is something that is actually declining, but there is still a demand because there are segments of the marketplace out there that, as I think your previous caller may have mentioned, still require the use of coins. Those segments are those who are on incomes less than $50,000 a year. Those people who have got who are 65 years and older, those who are students, and those who are who've got English as a second language. So it does vary, but those segments are resisting the change to moving to alternative forms of transaction technology, and they still require coins.
Absolutely. And as far as your planning goes, though, do you still have your eyes set on the lower denominations, your 5 cents, 10 cents, and so on, with a view to phasing those out?
Look, I think over time they will not die naturally. The demand for the $1 and $2 coin and even the 20-cent piece is still reasonably strong. But the 5 and 10, you're right, actually is declining far much faster than the demand for the $1 and $2. And the 50-cent piece is sort of struggling along as well because it's too big and it doesn't go into vending machines. So that has got a bit of a special case as to why it's declining perhaps at a faster rate than the 20-cent piece.
Do you ever find yourself without a coin when you need one and just shudder at the deep irony of your position?
Yes, like there have been times I've gone, wow, gee, I'd like to have had some money. And I'm talking about just money in my wallet, so whether it be a note or a coin. There's been times I've gone, oh, no, I've got no money. So, but I know that's been a problem when, of course, there's a breakdown in technology. That's been a problem. It's happened to me as well.
Well, it's nice to know that we are all human. Ross McDermott, CEO of the Royal Australian Mint, thank you so much for joining.
Thanks, Sammy Day. Nice to talk to you.